This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What an amazing, amazing sequence. You thought that they were going to finish him out. Indiana was so, so bad in the second half, and then the Cavaliers just went ice cold.
They went 7 minutes without a field goal.
Oh, my God. Kevin Love was garbage. Yes. Garbage! And LeBron had a quiet 41, 10, and 8.
Was disengaged on that last play and probably injured.
Had an incredible... basically.
Disengaged.
Basically.
Looked injured on the last 20 seconds where he had a block. And, oh, by the way, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and catapult the Cavs to the next series with a big three.
Well, we'll argue. We will argue about whether or not it was goaltending here in the moment. But it's just to have a guy, and this is, and people started to debate it, angry LeBron, motivated LeBron, to have a guy, folks, who can dominate a game basically anytime he wants. What you watch is something special. 95-95, Oladipo, because this is it. I mean, a 3-2 lead, it changes the entire perspective now. And it puts a lot of pressure on the other team. 3-2 lead, Oladipo, trying to rip your heart out, and then this.
LeBron digs in defensively. Here comes Victor Oladipo. Got the angle, gets his eyes fired by LeBron James! He decompressed it with 3 seconds left! Oladipo said he got to the rack, and LeBron said nada!
McLeod, Fox Sports, Ohio. Unbelievable play. And then you think, hey, there's no way. I was looking at Twitter while it was going on, and I know you were at the arena. We'll get to your perspective here in a moment. But there, do we get a buzzer beater here? Do you give it to LeBron? Who's the last shot? Because before, remember, it was
you know who. Do you give it to LeBron?
Well, before, you remember, it was you know who, and LeBron is a guy.
No,
he looks for the open shot, and then it was, flat out, it was reminiscent of Michael Jordan. LeBron, top of the key. Take it away, Fred.
Jeff Green to trigger it. Green set for LeBron James. Going to work. Fires leaning. LeBron! Away he goes! Walks off! Playoff winner! He does it again!
Lid came off the place again. Fox Sports Ohio. Your thoughts? You were there. You were in the arena.
I am so glad the people around me watching that game in the first half, the stuff I heard. Oh, he's gone. Yeah, LeBron's leaving. Yeah, that's it. Because remember, they were down at the half. I even tweeted at half. The Cavs are getting outscored by 20 in the series in the first 4.5 games. And people were like, yeah, it's foregone conclusion. He's gone. I had people around me saying, Anthony, we heard you talk this morning about bringing kids to the game. And they introduced me to their kids. They brought their kids to the game because they thought it might be the last one. And I thought to myself after the game, thank God you did. Thank God you brought your kids to the last game of LeBron James at the Q, because you got to see that.
Because you got to see that. I still thought the reasoning was off, but you still got to see something absolutely historic.
You're right. Ken, what do we do? I said in game two that LeBron James will probably never play a better playoff game than he played in game two. And here we are, less than a week later. Would you say that? I mean, we call it quiet, 44 points, 10 rebounds, block, shot, see ya.
What do I do here? Now, I don't want to get caught up in the moment. I never saw Michael Jordan do that, right? Like, I've seen him be that. I've seen him be dominant. I've never seen Michael Jordan do that. Come on, a block off the glass on the other end, and we could sit there. I think you and I are both going to say, maybe it was close, but it was a block.
In the building, you couldn't tell in real time. I mean, I thought it was a great block, and it was a great block. Either way, it was a great block. That's why you play defense.
So I'm trying not to get caught up in the moment here, because every single time that we kind of always fall back is after a while we go, yeah, Michael's one and LeBron's two, and then that's it. And I'm trying not to get caught here, but to see that type of play, 15 years in. 15 years in on the backside. Oladipo to the lane, off the glass, packed off the glass. Timeout. Shot at the top of the key. And we know that LeBron, and we this has always been his argument about, well, you're not going to hit the biggest shot ever. And he's been hitting some shots. Been hitting some shots. Ty Lue was even right at the end of the press conference. Walked off. Somebody had made a comment to him. Ty Lue even said it reminded him of Jordan.
I think that run shot might be like a Jordan shot with Craig Elo. Same play.
It's amazing that they had Craig Elo on Bull and Fox yesterday.
Yeah.
And then a shot. It looked did it not look exactly like it?
Yeah.
Like he didn't do the fist bumping right after, but that's about as close as you're going to get. Top of the key. Guy turns his back. Shot over the top, hits the shot, and then he went hauling ass off into the ground.
But it was
about
10 feet further away.
Distance.
Yeah.
You're saying,
Look, I don't like to do the LeBron MJ thing constantly because
that's what it turns into, and I think it waters the discussion down.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
And because to me, it ends up taking away from what LeBron does because instantly there are people sitting at home going, well, he's not MJ. He's only got three rings.
I get it.
He's doing stuff that, and I've said this before, when things are clicking. Oh, by the way, 15 of 15 from the free throw line last night. When has he ever done that?
Amazing.
He needed every one of them.
It was amazing.
When
did he
ever go 15 of 15? I mean,
didn't they go 21 straight? They were 26 of 27.
When
from
did the Cavs
yesterday.
Ever do that?
That is unreal.
And what is that game? The difference of what that shot is if it's not a tie game. They needed all of it. And that took some of the pressure off having it be a tie game. That's why it's huge that they didn't call goaltending. And everybody was looking in their rule book. Hey, nerds, get out of the rule book. Get out of the rule book and just appreciate the great play that LeBron made, whether it's a goaltend or not. Yeah, I'm surprised looking back at it. They didn't call a goaltend. Who cares? Don't be a nerd. Don't sit there and go, I bid clause 4, section 8, rule 34, appendices 6. Who gives a Who cares? It was a great play. That's why you play the game. What a great play. That's why you chase shots. That's why you play defense when it counts. Either way, you're right, Ken. It did look everything he did look like Jordan, and what an exceptional play, what an exceptional time, and what a great way to send Cleveland fans into the NFL draft. Because you imagine if they lost that game, can you imagine what it would have felt like.
It was my biggest fear. They were down at halftime. You had mentioned how the mood of the feel of the people at halftime was completely different than anything you had ever seen. Like it was just awful. I'm watching on TNT yesterday The reason I watch it on TNT again, nothing against Fred and AC, it's that it is a superstitious thing, so I will watch it on TNT when it's there. And you know, there was some real trash talk, and they came out much better in the third quarter, took a lead, and then things just went awry because you couldn't hit a shot. And Kevin Love he tried to get some rebounds, I know, but my God, it was rough on the offensive side. And then for him to do something like that, yes, it makes you feel so much better. The Indians win last night. The Cavs win last night. And now you get ready for the NFL draft that has a lot of murkiness to it, a lot of speculation to it. Some of that stuff we're going to get into here in a bit because the Roosters are clucking right now. They are crowing about Baker Mayfield.
They can keep crowing.
I will share that with you here
in a
bit.
They can keep crowing all they want.
I don't want to get you upset about that. So you're at the game. You decide that you want to take out your phone and film the game or film the shot, right?
Which I always rip on people for doing.
Well, here
I've
it is. I
always rip people for doing it. Everybody in my section was doing it. It actually takes away from the celebration.
It does.
Because everybody's got a phone. Everybody's got their phone. Now they got to stop.
Yep.
They got to pan and scan.
Yes.
Like it's an old 80s drama that's trying to fit for your television. Then they you can't high five because you got your phone in your hand. You don't want to break your phone. Phones are ruining life, and I was a part of it. I was a part of it last night. I'm at the game. Why am I filming? Why am I looking through my screen on my phone to make sure it's fit? What an idiot. I wanted to punch myself.
It's so stupid
because
you pan and scan, all you're doing is pan and scanning other people with their phones. You're not even getting people celebrating.
Well,
you're getting people trying to get other people celebrating.
I had questions and then I had a problem because Keith filmed it, Britton, where he was up. He was up at the middle level there. He was talking to some pretty high and mighty people around the city of Cleveland. I tell you what, that young man's a mover and a shaker. So he's filming the final shot. You filmed it. Dustin, who basically, I thought you guys were sitting next to each other. You weren't.
Well,
you guys
Dustin had better seats than I did.
You were pretty close, though, from what I saw. You guys all decided to film it. Do you always have to film it now? Now, because you guys are media guys, so it's a little different for you, but you guys are sitting in the stands at that moment.
Here's how dumb I felt.
I don't think I'd film it personally, no, but I don't think I'd be in the building in the first place because you know my history.
I have ripped. Oh, I know. You can't go to a game. They will lose probably if you go to a game. I have ripped Dustin for filming before, and it's just an instinct now. I didn't even think about it. It's just, well, pull the phone out. Game winner. If he has a chance to hit a game winner, you got to have it. And now,
well, the whole idea is because no one else is going to see this, right?
Well, big dust.
That's the point. Yeah. That's why it's dumb. And here's what happens. I'll go through the whole thing of what happens. A month from now, when I'm decluttering my phone, I'm going to go, I mean, this shot's on YouTube. I was there. I'll always remember it. Who am I going to show this to? I don't have kids. I don't have a family. I don't have anybody in my life that would care about this. And I'll just delete it. So last night, hey, cool, I got the video. A month from now, all right, get rid of that one. Oh, keep that one I saw on Bumble. Yeah, keep her. Well, we gotta find her Instagram.
Anthony, is there any part of you that films it just so you can go, hey, maybe Headline News will pick this up and use my version
maybe.
Of it?
Oh, for Robin Mead?
For Robin! Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, my God, you got to forward it to Robin right now. Send it to Headline News.
I will.
Send it to the producers. Send it to Robin.
I'm doing it right now.
You know that guy Heinz Ward's going to be talking about it. But either way, send it to Robin.
I'm typing right now.
That's okay. Your hometown
please,
team.
Please air on your show. Thanks.
Hometown team.
Robin,
hometown team.
Me.
Are you all in or not?
You're right. Good call.
Love you, Robin.
Whatever it takes. Yeah.
Hashtag and whatever it
Tell
takes.
Her how beautiful she is, too.
I can't see. I can't
Incomparable see. Robin Mead. So Cavaliers won last night, 98-95. There was another thing now this is a problem. Turn the phone sideways.
I never do.
Oh, my God.
Why do you have the phone up and down? And what I got upset about was I started to get after you and Keith and Dustin goes, it doesn't help with my Instagram story now, does it, Ken? I went, first off, you sound like a 14-year-old girl to me when you're texting me this. Second of all, it's better for optics. What your TV at home? It doesn't go straight up and down.
Never.
It goes left to right.
It's not like a door.
Yes. You're not looking at that. What do you do? Take the video sideways. Why were you up and down? Was it because of your Instagram?
I can't even disagree. I can't even disagree. You're right. It's a failure on all levels. I would have had more fun not filming it, high-fiving everybody, going crazy, dumping my beverage over everybody. I mean, that would have been more fun. Instead, I took the shot. Okay, now I have to end the filming process. Okay, end that. Oh, that was a good game. That was solid.
Yeah.
Let's go on to the next one. Like, what am I
doing? And then you go
into
an editing process. You're like, all right, how long is this? Do I got to trim it down at the end?
Are you a Cavs fan or are you Spielberg over here?
And then, it's a one-camera shoot. And the next I'm filming a documentary. I'm going
Bowling for Cavaliers.
I just left it on Charlton Heston's doorstep. And the next thing I'm thinking... Next thing I'm thinking is, okay, upload to Twitter immediately. So now I'm staring at my Twitter for the next 20 minutes because everybody's doing the same thing. So nobody's got any service whatsoever.
I think you missed
out. Yes, it was stupid. Don't film. They should say cameras are now illegal on last second shots. They should say they will arrest you.
Flash photography is illegal.
They will ban flash photography and they will ban you from the arena going forward.
You know what? You might have missed for you, and I know it's a little bit different, but say you're just a fan. I think you were doing that not even as a media member. I think you were doing that because you're you. I think all three of you. Well, Keith may be doing it just because he works for the fan, and he always has our best interest at his heart.
That's his job interview.
He's a great man. But you and Dustin, definitely just there for the Instagram likes and things like that. So I still look at you and I go, I think you might have missed a golden opportunity there. A golden opportunity to live, breathe, and jump. With a last-second shot by one of the all-time greatest players to ever play the game. And again, such a dominant force. There is no other game. I said this the other day, and people brought up Tom Brady and Messi and all that stuff. No. Who can dominate the floor on both ends or a sport on both ends, offensively and defensively, when they want to, like LeBron James? You give me a name. Nobody. Nobody is bigger. Nobody is better. And last night was a beautiful, beautiful moment for the Cavaliers and for the Cavaliers fans, even though some people were going there yesterday, and I was so mad about it because they were going to a funeral in their own eyes. 216-578-0092.
Yeah, you did, the Pacers funeral.
A big night in Cavalier history yesterday, a big day in Browns history today, and there are interesting things being said right now because, Lima, You might have to pay the fiddler here coming up tonight at 8 o'clock because there is real heat that's around the Cleveland Browns.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.